Speaker comes from Iowa, which is in the central Midwest of America, next door to Chicago, really. She talks about not sounding particularly Chicagoan, despite having been in university there. The tune's quite flat, doesn't really move around hugely, and it's perhaps this that characterizes the accent more than anything else.
Medea was the infamous princess of the kingdom of Colchis. She was daughter to King Aetes, keeper of the Golden Fleece. Jason led his best men to help find the legendary fleece. Additional traps were set that hampered capture of the fleece. But Medea lusted after Jason and hurried to undo her father. She killed the serpent guarding the fleeces and murdered her brother, hurling his dismembered corpse into the sea. Aetes pursued Medea and Jason, gathering up his son's remains. After the Argo returned to Iolcus, Jason was aghast to learn of his father's passing. His uncle, Peleas, was now in office, blocking Jason's right to the throne of Iolcus. Medea promised to the daughters of Peleas that her sorcery would restore his youthfulness. They should have looked as Medea cooked up her revenge. Meanwhile, Jason grew fretful at his futile exclusion and so wooed a new bride. A tearful Medea feared she was no longer a peer in Jason's plans. Jason did not care that Medea would not be spared punishment. Cruel Medea was sure to find a cure and lure Jason into her plot. Medea savored her base plans as her children played safely. Coiled with rage, her anger boiled as she poisoned her rival. The poison crown about Glaucus' head made her shout out loud. The sight of Jason's wife as she cried out in her plight was terrifying. Goaded by Jason's loathing, Medea strove to oppose his betrayal. Medea was a destroyer. Jason had sired her children, but his betrayal fired her revenge. In the final hours, Medea cowered at the sour turn of fate. There was no fairer pair of boys than her sons for whom she cared. Her heart beat slower as Medea lowered the dagger. How homeless Medea hated the betrayal by her husband, Jason. Her thoughtless thirst for revenge threatened her children's lives. Sailing and searching for the fleece was exciting but exhausting. Love and lust are the linchpins of legendary tales. Rarely do mothers wreak such bloody revenge upon their former lovers. This bitter battle was not fitting or fought fairly. I made you, Jason, betrayed my own father, my royal line, ran mad for you, after you to Iolcus Peleus's palace, more passion than sense. I killed King Peleas to keep you secure, killed him by tricking his loving daughters to unwitting patricide, horror, and another royal household destroyed. Where am I to go? To my father's house, perhaps? Oh, yes, the father I betrayed to go with you, to Peleas's daughters. They'd welcome me with open arms, that glad we did the old man in. This is the state I'm in. My friends and family are history. They hate me now. I've made enemies of everyone I ever loved for you, hurt those I had no need to hurt for you, and in return you made me the happiest woman in Greece, envied by all. What a husband, lucky woman. You could 100% trust him to betray you. And here's his wedding present to himself, rootless penury for his discarded beggar wife and brats.
So my name's Claire. I lived in Iowa, sort of in central Iowa is where I was born, and lived there for 18 years before I moved down to Chicago, where I've been living for 6 years. So those are the two main places that I've been. I think the central Iowa accent is pretty, it doesn't have any sort of stresses that I had to sort of take out of my speech for school, so I always just stuck with what I was doing. I definitely haven't adopted the Chicago accent at all, because I spent a lot of time around people in college who weren't actually from the area, so I haven't had to do that much changing to my accent as far as schooling goes, so I think this is a pretty good representation of what people from that area sound like.